Hey, hon. Is there a problem here? Who am I? Who are you? Were you now? You were asking her to move. So you were asking us to move. Oh, you didn't know I was here. Well, here I am. Hi. Why would you like us to move? Oh, because you have a group and you want this table. Well, that's nice. But you know what? We had it first, right? We've been chilling here, having a great old time, and now you come up and want us to move? No, we're not moving. It is totally fair. We had it first. Well, you know what? Every time you asked her, she moved. This time you've asked her and she's not moving, because I'm here too, and we're not moving. I don't know what you don't fucking understand about this. Don't play tough guy with you? Son, I'm not playing tough guy with you. If I was, you'd fucking know about it. Come here for a second. Oh, you can knock off with the fucking monkey pose, dude. I just want to tell you something. Get the fuck out of my face, you juvenile fucking piece of dick shit. Okay, I'm sitting here with my girl. You can't have the table. If you want to make an issue out of it, I'm going to grab you by the back of the head and I'm going to smash your fucking face off something really hard like 3 times. And then, instead of you hanging out with all of your buddies being fucking dicks, you're going to be going to the ER so they can figure out how many pieces of your face I fucking broke. If you don't believe me, all you have to do is make a fucking move. If you want to have a better night, I suggest you fuck off. I'll leave that to you. Oh, they all left. Oh, fuck. Hi. I'm really sorry. Let me explain. I see you in here all the time, and I don't know how many times those clowns have come up and got you to move out of your table, and it just really kind of pissed me off every time I saw it. I kept wanting you to go like, no, I'm not, you know, this is my table. And you didn't, so this time I figured I'd kind of come over and press the issue. I'm sorry, I hope you don't mind, and I'm really sorry that I kind of implied I was your boyfriend and stuff, but... Well, good, I'm glad you find it kind of funny. I overstepped. I mean, I feel like I overstepped, but I mean, it makes me mad. I mean, every time I saw it, I'd just be like, and I don't know, I guess I just kind of snapped and came over and tried to do something, so it worked. They're gone. You get to keep your table, and I should probably stop bothering you. I can see you're trying to read. I kind of noticed that too. You're always reading. No, I haven't been spying on you or anything. It's just, I come here a lot too. I mean, I'm usually sitting like right over there. Yeah. Well, have you? Okay, well, good. Then, you know, I'm just not some creep. I mean, well, you don't know, but I mean, but I'm here a lot too. And I see you, and you're reading, like, a lot. Guilty? You're a book nerd, are you? I don't know, it's not that nerdy. Well, you know, perceived that way, but I don't know. I think books are pretty cool. I don't read that much. I mean, as far as books go. I read a lot of car manuals and stuff like that because I have old cars and I work on them. And sometimes music and that sort of thing. But I don't really read a lot of books. I used to, but I don't now. I don't know. I just... I haven't read one in a long time that's really, like, pulled me into the story where I could really get into it. I probably am. I'm probably reading the wrong authors, but... Well, I remember, like, I mean, I remember reading, you know, really cool books, and then, I don't know, I never really got sucked into a book to, like, finish it. I get, like, halfway through it, and it'd just be like, eh, this is, you know. I don't even remember. I mean, people laid books on me and stuff like that, and I'd just be like, I get halfway through and go, yeah, whatever. What did I like? I don't know. I read crazy stuff. You know, I read Stranger in a Strange Land, Heinlein, and, you know, Andromeda Strain, and all these crazy books. 1984 really fucked my head up. Sorry, excuse my language, but it is. It's a weird book. I was twisted for 3 weeks, so... It did. It pulled me in. Can I sit down? You don't mind, do you? Okay, thanks. Yeah, just it. I don't know. It. I just kept thinking about it for 3 weeks and messed me up. It definitely pulled me in. That's a thing, though, right? Like, I mean, everybody was giving me these books and I was reading them and. It would start out, I mean, you're waiting for it to pull you in, and it didn't. I do, I love that part. Like, I mean, you know, you get to a part in the story, and it's like, okay, you got me. I mean, you got me. I'm in. I'm doing this, right? It is. It's amazing. It's really cool. And I haven't had that in a long time. I mean, I don't know, any of the books that anybody has given me to check out, it's just been like, I don't know. I don't know, I like, you know, sci-fi stuff, I like, you know, some action stuff, you know, mystery stuff, whatever. You know, I'm kind of open, but as long as it's, you know, it's going to pull me in. Do you? Well, maybe, you know, give me some suggestions and I'll try to read them. And no, I haven't heard of him. Really? Well, if you want to write it out, I'll look for it. I'll see if I can find it. Well, too bad you didn't bring it. You got an extra copy and everything. You could. I mean, I'm here a lot. I mean, the next time, if you wanted to, sure. Like, by all means. I promise I'll take care of it and I'll give it back, but... Sure, I'll check it out. Awesome. Oh, really? You're going. Oh, well, I scared them all off for nothing. Yeah, I was going to get out of here, too. I thought you were hanging around. I just came over to bully them off for you. I mean, I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind it. No? Okay, good. I got so mad just seeing them do that. But yeah, I'm out of here too. I'm gonna go. Well, look, you know, it's been amazing talking to you, and keep reading. I mean, you know, don't underestimate the power of reading. That's how you learn. It's very cool, and I admire you for taking so much in. You have a good night. Your what? The walk home. In a walk home? Well, it's kind of like late-ish. It's not late, but it's like, it's dark. I don't know. I just, you know, I know this neighborhood is, I mean, it's not the worst, but it's not the best. How far do you have to walk? You always, like, take a route or something if you leave this late? No? Okay, well, if you're usually not here this late and you're not used to walking home, like, when it's dark out around here, then maybe I should, like, walk with you. I'd probably feel better if I walked with you. I mean, look, I know you don't really know me. I can assure you I'm not, like, a serial killer or anything like that. It's just, you know, I know a couple of the streets around here, and it's kind of shitty if you're, like, a really beautiful girl walking home late at night. So I'd probably just feel better if, you know, you kind of had, like, an escort on the way home. I mean, I can just take you to your street, and then, you know, I'll just keep cruising. It's just, I'd like to at least get you there. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, well, I'm ready. I paid up before I came over here, so. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. All right, well, after you. It is a nice night. Okay, just a guess, but I'm betting you have, like, a really big bookcase. I kind of figured. How many books do you think you have? You're kidding. Really? Wow. That's a lot of books. Stop. You're not a book nerd. There's nothing wrong with, like, doing a lot of reading. It's good for you. If more people read, we'd have a lot less stupid people. So, I think reading is a really good thing. Do you? What are you escaping from? Just life. Nah, you're looking at it the wrong way. You gotta look at it like, just take the ride. You know? Yeah, I know. I mean, I get that. It's, you know, the escape is awesome. I mean, I do mine in other ways, you know, through music. But, I mean, it's nice to get away. And, you know, the books you're reading probably take you to pretty wild places, which is great. Exactly. I'm going to have to get the title of that book. And, yeah, the one you were talking about. Yeah, because I'll check it out. And... yeah, well, yeah, okay, that's right. Well, if you remember to bring it, then I'm gonna... Is it? This is you? Okay, how far down do you have to go? To the end. Okay, can I walk you down there? Well, good. I'm glad I don't seem dangerous yet. Okay, come on. I'd feel better, you know, like, just... All right. What do you mean? You didn't even know till I asked you, eh? I know. That's when you thought about it. When I asked you how many books you really had, that's when you thought about it. That's funny. This is you? Okay. I guess I'll see you at the cafe. Maybe we'll meet up. I can get that book. I could come in and get it now. You don't mind? That would be awesome. I could get into it tonight, right? If you don't mind, you know, it's okay. Well, holy shit. Didn't expect this. Okay, where are we going? Okay, I'm following you. Holy shit, didn't expect this. We're getting really wet. You can't find your keys. You gotta, okay, hurry up. Holy shit. That's crazy. Just out of nowhere. Holy shit. I'm soaked. I know. Wow. That was crazy. Do you? Why? Why do you hate storms so much? They're not that scary. I mean, if you're inside, then you're fine. I mean, if you're outside, then yeah, they can be kind of scary, but inside, you're fine. Well, that's like ball lightning. Every once in like a gazillion years, sometimes somebody will get a zap if they're standing like right by a window and you get a big flash of like ball lightning or something, but it's really rare. So all you gotta do is like not stand by the window and you'll be okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you're right here. It's like concrete. Concrete is a very bad conductor of electricity. So like chances are pretty good that if you're in this room, like you're not really gonna be bothered too much by it because concrete doesn't like electricity that much. Okay, so where's this? Holy shit, it's right there. Oh wow. Okay, you know what? That's an impressive bookcase. That is wow. You got a lot of books, like a lot. Do they? They all have a meaning. Wow. That's very cool. It's very cool that you got a lot of books, but from what you're saying, like you've refined everything down to this kind of master library. That's very cool. I don't know the majority of these, but judging by the way you are, I mean, not to judge, but an observation, I would say they are probably all of very good taste. See, that's the thing we were talking before about books, and you know, I probably just haven't been exposed to, you know, something that'll really pull me in, but I bet the majority of these possibly would. Well, you'll have to let me know what's on your most recommended list. But in the meantime, I mean, I can, I don't want to keep you. I can get that book and then, like, I don't know, I'll call an Uber and I'll make a dash. That's true. I would get your book wet. Am I? I have to stay till it stops. Yeah, are you kidding? Like, no, I don't have to go anywhere. I'm good. If you're cool with me, you know, hanging out, then I'm good. I'm good. Well, I mean, you can feel free to recommend any book you want. No, I'll check it out. I'm going to, you know, when I have time, I'm going to sit down. I mean, sometimes, like right before I crash, I could start reading it and see if it kind of pulls me in, kind of thing, right? Exactly. If yeah, if anything, it'll put me to sleep. No. What's up? Ah, no more. Storm is not gonna bother you. We'll be fine. I promise. What are you doing? You're looking at your weather app. Okay, so what does it say? Really? Let me see. Well, yeah, but it looks like it's gonna just skirt us. I think we're gonna be fine. We'll be okay. I promise. No, it'll be okay. I did hear that. That was a good one. That was a ways off, though. Oh. Uh-oh. Do you have any candles or anything? Hey, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. I got a lighter. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to hold it up, though, so I don't do, like, the scary guy face. Okay, so... get there. Hi. Okay, do you have any candles or anything? Okay. Okay, well, I'll follow you. I'll follow you with the torch. Are they close by? Okay. Cool. Okay, wait. Hold on. All right. There's one. Sweet. Do you? Where? Okay. Come on, this'll be cool. Oh, okay. Hold on. I got it. Okay, give it to me. Oh, come on, this is nice. This is almost better than like the real lights. Okay, wait, why don't you put one on the bookcase? That shelf. Whoa. It's cool. Don't worry, I promise. See, nothing happened. You heard the big kaboom, nothing happened. Alright. No, I was just thinking, because then it would light up your books. Speaking of, okay, hold on. Okay, so I'm guessing that you have these arranged a certain way so that, like, you know exactly what's going on and what's everywhere, right? Okay. So, how do you have it set up? Is it like, you know, the top picks are up here? Oh, okay. By category. Very good. Don't be scared. So beautiful. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Of course I can. Come here. It's okay. It's not gonna fuck you. We're inside. It's all good. You're fine. I promise. Yes. Pinky promise. Nothing's gonna happen. You'll be okay. See? It was loud, but nothing happened, right? Is it strange? It's kind of strange. I mean, I only see you in that cafe, and now I'm right here and I'm kissing you. I'm not gonna lie though. I really like it. And it's not like I haven't thought about it before. I've seen you in there so many times, reading your book. Sometimes I just look and just imagine what it would be like to kiss you. And I just did. Yes, ma'am. You're beautiful. I think you're beautiful. I think you're sexy. I think you're fucking delicious, actually. Yeah, even though you're a book nerd, you're a pretty fucking sexy book nerd. Never said that in your ear. Has anyone ever leaned into your ear like this and just said, "Baby, you're so fucking sexy. I want you." Has anyone ever said that to you? A girl who knows what she wants. Join me, don't you? Well, I have no pants. And you're wearing all this clothing. I think some of it needs to come off. Right. This has to come off. You gotta be kidding me. I know. That's your fault. I have a confession to make. Pretty much every time I see you, I get a fucking hard-on. It's true. I mean, it's true. Okay, wait, stop. Okay, no. Not like that. Pretend it's like your favorite flavor popsicle, and it's a really hot day, and all you want to do is put that in your mouth and suck on it. So beautiful. No, you weren't doing anything wrong. No, you were doing excellent. It's just something I want to do. I want to return the favor. Well, like this. Turn around. I'll just hold on the bookcase. Okay, wait, hold on. Doing? I'm kneeling down. Hopefully, yes, I am gonna fuck you. But right now, I have something else in mind. Is this okay? Seriously. Well, let's see if I can correct all that. What? I might as well give up. Why is that? I haven't even started. Nobody? Nobody's been able to get you off. See if I can break that. We'll see. Don't say sorry. I rather enjoyed that. You can push back anytime you want. You definitely push back. Oh shit, what? Oh shit, what? Holy fuck, what? What are you gonna come for me? Good, I want you to. Do it, fucking do it. Absolutely correct. I do need to fuck you. I really, really need to fuck you. Where? Right here? Against the bookcase? It is naughty. I like him. Fuck yes. Just fucking feeling you. Seeing you. Your back, your hips, your fucking shoulders, your neck. It was. It fucking was. It's fucking incredible. Fuck. I know I'm always kneeling in front of you or behind you. Should I go and get out of your hair? Only if I want to. But, I mean, I do have to sleep soon. You wouldn't mind if I stayed? Well, that's true.
I can keep you company while it's storming.
I think you're right. Waking up would be fun, too.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to stay here tonight.
You keep that up, we're just gonna start all over again. Is it? Well, except for what? We can definitely go to bed. Come on, let's go. I'll tuck you in. What? I know. I am naughty. I'm coming.